Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Famula One. I'm your host, Jamie. I'm here with my sister, Jack.
Hi, everybody.
And happy Easter if you are an Easter celebrator. Also, happy race week. We made it through one off week,
yeah.
Which feels like a million years this weekend, especially because there's no IndyCar going on. And if you couldn't tell from the hat and from the nonstop us talking about it, that's really the other major race series that we follow.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do this weekend? Usually, like, especially coming off of the most recent race weekend, which had one, Australia, and two, the Thermal Club Challenge, which again,
yeah,
about that was chaos. I was like, oh my God, what do I do with myself?
A bunch of chaos.
There's nothing to watch. I guess, oh, twist my arm. I'll watch five more episodes of Criminal Minds, which is what I did do.
But I made our parents watch the Eras movie.
What did they think?
They loved it. It brought my, so people don't know this, but Jamie and I went to Taylor Swift, like the Speak Now tour with our mom. I mean, like our best friends. And our mom to this day still says that that's the best concert she's ever been to.
It was a great concert.
It's a great concert.
So was mom reminiscing?
She was reminiscing. It was very cute.
Sweet. Yeah. That day
I kept thinking, do you still have your t-shirt? I donated mine, and it is a regret that I will have for the rest of my life, I think.
I definitely
don't out there
unless mom still has it stored somewhere, which I kind of doubt.
Maybe. Who knows?
But that day that we went to Taylor Swift is the best day of my life. I, because as we, as you also probably don't know, because I don't think I've ever said this, I'm a horse girl, somewhat retired. But that day, I don't know if you remember this, Jack, but that morning, we didn't even know we were going to Taylor Swift that night yet, but
I went
and tried out a horse named Haley, who I ended up getting to have Haley for the summer. And then we got back from that. And then it was you, I think, had found some Taylor Swift tickets on Ticketmaster or something.
Honestly, I found that she was coming. And then went and Dad picked our seats because he knew Gillette Stadium.
Yes, because it was at Gillette Stadium, which is where the Patriots play football.
Yeah. And I remember him picking them and being like, these are going to be good seats. You guys are going to be right there. Like you're in it. And I remember being there and walking, and we walked so far. And I remember my heart just pounding, being like, we aren't going to be able to see anything. Yeah. Like we're going to be blocked. And we had some of the best seats.
She walked right to us.
She walked in front of us because now she's like she does her little contraption. She like hides away, doesn't she? But no, she just walked right in front of us to go to the stage, to get ready to go on the stage.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's Taylor. Yeah, that was a good, great concert. Need to Breathe. Totally forgot.
Yep. Yeah, they were her opener. Yep.
Which I do still like them. But yeah, it just made us reminisce. And my dad now knows, I think, all of the business ventures of Taylor Swift now because he was just Googling the entire time. And if anyone was wondering, sorry, Dad, I'm blowing up your spot, what his favorite era is, it's the 1989.
Because Blank Space is his favorite song.
Blank Space has been and always will be his favorite song.
Yeah, that's a great choice. That's definitely
it's
up there.
It's an excellent choice. It's an excellent choice.
Yeah. And that is that era. Also, 1989 is an up there era for me. I love 1989.
Yeah. It's definitely in the top half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we love Taylor.
Love Taylor.
Yeah. Before we were motorsport girlies, we were Taylor girlies. So
still a Taylor
girlie. Taylor girlie. Cannot wait for Tortured Poets Department.
I
comes
know.
Out in just a couple weeks. Very exciting.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's in April.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Soon. Okay.
That's soon. Sick.
So, okay. Should we get into like motorsport?
Yeah. Even though this was a great, this would have been a great segment for what we're doing today, but
it would have
we
been
do
fantastic.
Have some news.
Yeah. Had we been able to hold this until what we, when we got into the episode topic, this would have flown beautifully.
Oh my God.
However, we need news.
We do have some news.
So starting off with news, it was announced today, I believe, by IndyCar that season one of 100 Days to Indy is going to be available on Netflix in just a couple days on April 4th, which is
so cool. If you guys haven't seen it, you totally should.
Yeah.
It'll get you into another series.
Exactly. So it is more or less IndyCar's version of Drive to Survive, but leading up to the Indy 500. I did find it interesting that this is season one, which is last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the new season comes out on April. I Googled it. One second. The second season comes out on April 26th, but no mention from what I can find of if that's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, it was CW last year.
Yeah.
But you could still watch it for free.
Yeah. So you can watch it for free on the CW. So I just found that confusing. I was like, okay, so season one is going to be on Netflix. I'd have to assume that season two is going to be on Netflix too, but there's no mention of season two.
Yeah, they didn't even mention it in when they talked about season one being on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think they would promote season two as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it would, like, timing-wise make sense if they release season one on Netflix, give people a couple weeks to watch it, and then release season two at the end of the month. But from what I see on the ye old Google, it just says CW. So that could be that it's produced by the CW.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will keep you updated when we get confirmation on where season two will be. Hopefully it at least still is on the CW, because literally I don't even think you need an account to watch it.
No, I don't think you had to sign in at all, which was perfect because we don't have, I don't know if we, maybe because you have your Peacock, maybe we could. I don't know. I don't know what that falls under, to be completely honest.
I feel like everything's on Peacock, so.
Yeah. Go Peacock.
Thank you, Peacock. Thank you for
your
service.
Thanks, Peacock.
But yeah, that's really exciting. So definitely recommend you give it a watch if you haven't seen it yet, or if you're curious about IndyCar. We love, love, love IndyCar, so highly recommend you check it out. Yeah. And it'll get you excited for the month of May, which is big, big month in IndyCar. They'll tell you all about it at 100 Days to Indy. Other news, not quite as fun and happy. David Sanchez will be departing from McLaren from his role as technical director of car concept and performance. And in the statement from team principal Andrea Stella, he said, "Upon our joint reflection, it became apparent that the role, responsibilities, and ambitions associated with David's position did not align with our original expectations when he agreed to join us in February 2023.
This is very confusing to me. It seems early to be doing things like this. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, I guess February 2023.
So he literally had a year in the role.
Yeah.
Almost exactly. Just a little over, I guess. Yeah. But the responsibilities and ambitions did not align with original expectations.
It's pretty bad.
What?
I don't know.
So does that mean nervous. Like the job changed and then he was no longer a fit? Like what?
I don't
Very
know.
Very confusing way to say.
That's how I interpreted it originally, like when it was announced, was that like they're just because they keep saying it's a restructure.
Yeah. Because this but to me doesn't read like his performance wasn't up to par. This to me reads like he's no longer almost qualified for the role.
I don't know.
Which is weird.
And the other thing that I found weird too, when I was looking deeper into this, they have, it's like mixed reportings of who is stepping into the role for now, because one is just saying that's another person that's on the technical team. Some people are saying that Andrea Stella is stepping into that role. I mean, he is incredible. You all know this. I love him. He could do anything he sets his mind to. So, but I think he should stick to his current position.
Team principal seems a little, you know, like it might take
seems
up some
pretty
of his time.
Yeah, it seems
also take on technical director roles.
It seems like two very stressful positions to roll into one.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting to me the way that they worded it, and it makes me like, it almost confuses me more than if they had just been like, oh, he's stepping down, and then I would have been like, oh, okay, whatever. But the way they worded it, I'm like, wait, what do you mean?
Once again, with the lack of transparency, like,
once again with people having conversations in rooms that we're not in and us being annoyed by it. Let us in.
In the room where it happened. That's my song.
If you are, if you are a team official or team principal, let us into the room. We won't tell anybody anything. But if you are one of our good friends, our listeners, our sweet angel listeners, we're going to tell you everything. Don't you worry.
We'll tell you everything, or at least we'll Easter egg everything. You'll be able to figure it out.
Oh, I'm the biggest yapper on the planet. I'll tell you everything immediately. I've never kept a secret in my life.
Oh, anyway. Golly. Alpine is bringing their first upgrades to Japan. It can't get worse for them, right? You know? So
all we can do is pray for it.
Gotta be better. Right?
I hope they bring McLaren 2023 level upgrades.
Could you imagine?
What a fun story would that be if they just, you know, jumped that up would ranks.
So interesting. I would love it.
But Jack, yeah, I will say we don't think it can get worse. But you never know. I don't know. You know, if we're going based off last year upgrades, remember Aston Martin's upgrades last year that just made the car worse.
They were higher. And Alpine is boom. It's just bad.
Yeah. If you're not watching us on YouTube, Zach was just saying that Aston Martin was quite high when they had those upgrades last year. And the boom that she said in referring to where Alpine is currently is how we know they all are, which is 10th in the constructors.
Rock bottom.
Some may say rock bottom.
Some may say rock bottom, but, you know, we'll see what these upgrades do. Maybe there is even more of a bottom. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, only time will tell. Only Japan
will tell.
Other news, Liberty Media has completed their purchase of MotoGP and sounds like they are considering a new format of F1 races to include MotoGP. I hadn't heard this, Jack.
So I put this in.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked that much into it because I want to rub it in everyone's face that says that. Oh, it will never happen. They'll never be able to combine all the... Look at that. Apparently, they're looking at it since they are sharing like 5 races, I think, or they share 5 courses or whatever. Tracks. Not courses. Sorry, my brain is dead.
So F1 and MotoGP currently race, but they both currently race on the Qatar circuit, Barcelona, Red Bull Ring in Austria, Silverstone, and Austin. So, I mean, they use the same type of tracks in terms of like circuits. So it would just be a logistical chaos.
It would be a logistical thing. I think it would be great to build that sport, which is why they bought it, because there is potential for it. If it actually works, that'd be sick. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. Our weekends are still the same.
Yeah. I think they'd have to make the weekend longer almost, I think.
It definitely couldn't be during a sprint weekend, that's for sure.
No. And they would have to do it on a weekend that there's not F2 and F1 Academy racing.
Yeah.
So I guess that could be done.
It would take a good amount of logistics. Hopefully they try it out once. See how it goes.
I love it.
I would like it. I do want to watch it.
Yeah. We need to learn MotoGP.
We do. I need to learn the rules.
Maybe during the summer break we can learn MotoGP.
Okay. We do a MotoGP episode.
Yeah.
You got to find, if anyone knows anyone that knows anything about it, send them our way.
Yeah. Point us in that direction, please. We would love some resources.
Yes, please.
And then last thing before we get into today's musical topic, Mercedes is switching their apparel sponsorship from Tommy Hilfiger to Adidas in 2025, which I'm not shocked about, and I'm also not talked about because Lewis was really the tie with Tommy Hilfiger. Hilfiger. I don't know why I always had an N. Hilfiger, not Hilfiger.
Did I write an N?
No, I do that. I think it's he did like collaborative collections with the brand and things like that. So if I'm not mistaken, it was like literally the stories that Lewis brought them in.
Oh, okay. Because that was the headline. I mean, they didn't really talk about it a ton in the articles I read about it. So that's why I didn't put it in, because everyone kept saying Lewis is taking them with him, but there's nothing about that in there.
Yeah, and I don't know that they'd be going to Ferrari, because Ferrari has a deal with Puma, and from my knowledge, that's a multi-year deal.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I'm excited about Adidas, though. I'm a big Adidas fan, so
I think they'll do some cool stuff.
I think they're going to look cool. And hopefully some of the stuff, I mean, team merch in general needs an upgrade, but hopefully they can do something cool with it.
Yeah, do some cool stuff. And maybe if they come up with cool stuff, it'll inspire Puma to do better stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who's McLaren. I don't know. McLaren, but everyone,
Puma, I think, right?
Everyone needs help. So,
yes. So, we'll take all the design help we can get.
Yeah. Give them Sarah. Give them Sarah's contact information. Sarah, who does all of our lovely graphics and things like that.
Yeah.
Sarah, very, very talented. She could totally work some magic.
Shall we get into today's episode, though?
Yeah.
All right. So we hinted at this last week, musical episode. We're going to sing actually now.
This is going to be a Hamilton type thing. We're going to do everything in a musical tone.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're going to sing so many songs through this episode. Is get ready, strap in. It's going to be long.
It's going to be a 24 hour episode.
No singing from us. Well, maybe a little bit of singing. We'll see how the rest of this goes. But
I don't want to get copyrighted, so we can't.
What I have challenged Jack to do, and what I have also done, is we have essentially built quote unquote Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and wherever you listen to music playlists with one song for each driver, and maybe a little bit extra, a little bit of fun in there. But one song that we think describes this person, and essentially we'll go down the grid. We'll each name what song we picked for a driver.
Could I start? Because I actually have a song. I picked a song for you.
Oh my God. I feel bad now that I didn't pick a song for you.
It's okay. I'm just always thinking ahead. Okay, so my song that I picked for Jamie is called Tummy Hurts by Renee Rapp.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. My tummy does hurt almost all the time, which is exciting. If you follow me on TikTok, you're familiar with my Crohn's disease journey.
Well, and Crohn's disease is the reason that we're honestly doing this. Yeah.
Which I don't think I've ever shared that story in full. We'll get there one day.
We'll have to do an origin story podcast. Yes.
Like literally our origin story.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I should have worn my sweatshirt, one of my favorite sweatshirts that I wear all the time. And it says, my tummy hurts and I'm mad at the government. Which is really just me.
It's just Jamie. It's just Jamie summed up.
I love it. Yeah. Wow. So exciting. Shall we start with Mr. Max Verstappen, though?
Yeah. I did. Do you want to go first? Because mine's
sure.
A little.
So I have two, but one, I was like, I can't not mention the Max Verstappen song.
So
I put that, but then I was like, oh, that's not creative enough. So then my second one, speaking of Miss Swift, I did Anti-Hero.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I do feel, I feel like he, yeah, is a little bit of that and has a little bit of that anti-hero vibe. And if you listen to the song, it's like, I just feel like it embodies him.
Hmm. So mine might be a little, I don't think it's super niche. It is the song Resurrection by Hans Zimmer, which if anyone's seen the Dune movies, it's the song where it's like, ah, like it's that, it's just the sound.
It's just that?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
And I did it because I thought of like Dune. He's, Max Verstappen is Red Bull fans, like,
their boy.
Their boy, but what is the word for it? It's not like prodigy, not prophecy.
Protege?
No. You know what like Jesus Christ is to like Christians?
Prophet?
Yes. He's like their prophet.
We never claimed to be this podcast, everybody.
I did say like 5 minutes ago that my brain is dead. It is. So yeah, he's their prophet essentially, and that's where I got that from. Some of mine will need explanation. Some of them are in the title.
I love it. I have not seen Dune yet. And I do feel like we talked about how I feel like I'd like Dune.
I think you'd love Dune.
I haven't gotten to it yet. Maybe I was thinking you have my HBO Max. Yeah, based on the times of this race week and this weekend, maybe I'll do that for like while I'm waiting for Quali to start at 2 a.m. I'll watch Dune 1.
You need to like pay attention though. You can't scroll on your phone.
Maybe I won't.
I was talking about it with our mom this weekend. That's very funny that we're bringing this up because she likes to get up and do things. She just likes it to be in the background. And I'm like, you can't do that. You have to sit and watch it because there's so many people. There's so many things happening. You have to sit and watch it.
All right. Well, we'll see if we'll
talk about
up to it. But shall we move on to Sergio Perez?
Yeah. Speaking of Taylor Swift, I did You're Losing Me by Taylor Swift. Because he's unappreciated there.
He is.
And you're going to lose him.
Somewhat in the same vein, I picked Lacey by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, this poor Jacko.
Because I feel like he's constantly being like told he's not good enough. He's not Max.
Yeah.
Like Olivia is being compared to Lacey.
Yeah. Lacey.
So sad. This took such a dark turn.
I know. Who are we talking about next?
I have Ferrari next.
I can go. Okay. Right. Oh, so do I. Do you want to do Carlos first?
Yeah. Which I went with Smooth Operator. I had
to. You did?
Yeah.
So basic.
I know.
I did Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield because we don't know where he's going.
That is true. I love that.
The rest is still unwritten.
The rest is still unwritten.
Even though everyone did an April Fool's joke yesterday saying that he was going to Red Bull.
I haven't mentally prepared myself for that possibility enough yet for like people to start doing that.
If he goes there, you're going to pull a Kylie Kelce and you'll wear Carlos merch. Did you say this last week on the pod that you would wear Carlos merch? You would not wear Red Bull merch.
Yeah. I think I said something along the lines of like, I am not ready to wear that. Yeah. I would have to pull a Kylie Kelce. Like I'll wear 55 merch, but I won't wear. I don't think I'll ever be ready to wear.
Yeah. Merch.
I'm like, I'll be a child of divorce. I'll have to wear my Ferrari, my 44 Ferrari and my 55. No team. For Charlotte Claire.
I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves because that boy is so traumatized from his past. Races speaking, you know.
I did Hall of Fame by The Script.
Oh my God, what an excellent song, by the way.
Yeah, great song. And I great just song. It's like, yeah, it's like the world's gonna know your name. Like, obviously the world knows his name, but it's like one of those where it's like, it almost feels like he's destined for this like world championship and all of this stuff. And it just hasn't quite happened yet.
Yeah.
And he's had all this string of bad luck in these races, particularly his home race. I feel like he's gonna get there, just not quite yet.
I know. It will happen.
It will.
Do you want to do McLaren next?
Yes. Who do you want to do first, Lando or Oscar?
I'm really proud of both my answers for these. Let's do Lando first.
Okay. I did for Lando, It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. Because I do, like, he hasn't won a race yet, but I do think it's like when the opportunity arrives, it's gonna be
him. Yeah. I did Feather by Sabrina Carpenter because when he's like in interviews and stuff, he's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to live. He's going to do him and like live his life.
Yeah. He does operate, you know, like a feather.
Yeah.
What about Oscar? What'd you put for Oscar?
Oscar I had to think about a lot more because he's a tough cookie. But I did Yes And by Ariana Grande because it's kind of like, you know, like when he came first in the sprint, his emotions were just like, yeah, and like.
And yeah, still like more to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just like, what else? You know, what did you do?
I did, so, and this is a couple, like a year-ish old, I guess, but I did Obsessed by Mariah Carey just because Alpine would not stop talking about him. Particularly my baby girl Otmar would not stop like going at him. And then that's he funny. Turned around and laid down like one of the best rookie seasons, especially in recent history. So I felt that was fitting.
I like that. That's funny.
Mercedes next.
Mercedes next.
You can
So this is my, I'll do for George. Mm-hmm. This is my only like trolling song for him is for George. And it's Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God. You didn't even give him Taylor.
No, he doesn't deserve Taylor's masterpiece.
I was actually earlier today. I saw the videos of Miss Siwa, at that award show.
She's dressed the best kiss.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on here? Love you, JoJo,
Ms. Mayhem.
Whoa.
Stop.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week from Austin. Karma's coming for you.
Karma. So,
what did you do?
For George, I just see George as like the most quintessentially British man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So what's more British than What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction?
Dude, I was trying to work in One Direction into this list so hard.
Incredible. I also think he's the type of person to like just walk up to you and be like, you're insecure. You're like, what? Sorry? Which if you're not familiar with the song, is the first lyric. You're insecure. Yeah. It's just brutally honest a little bit, but yeah.
I'm gonna listen to old One Direction later, I think.
That's so good. I listen to it all the time.
Do you? I definitely don't.
When I'm feeling overwhelmed at work, it's one of the like things that I should put on rotation.
Oh, I'm going to get emotional. I used to like binge watch their music videos. I can't.
Oh, we should watch their movie. Speaking of tour movies.
I've seen it like 700 times. I gave them so much of my money in theaters.
I need to watch it again. Lewis.
So Lewis is one of the ones that I have two songs. Obviously, Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat. She's going fine. Oh, was it?
That's what I had. Okay, I have a second one.
Okay, and then I also had End of Beginning by Joe, which is like, you can take the man out of the city, but not the city out of the man. And I feel like that's kind of fitting with, like, I don't know. I just feel like he was with Mercedes for so long. he's always going to be associated with Mercedes.
Yeah. Another what version of me.
What was your second option?
My second option is Needed Me by Rihanna.
I'm shocked.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I'm the prize, Mercedes.
That's true.
And I'm leaving. You needed me.
Yeah. I'm shocked none of us picked the song that he has.
I don't feel like that describes him, though, right?
It doesn't. Like, yeah. Or it's I should have picked song, the one. But... Doesn't Nicki Minaj have a song written about him?
I think there is like rumors that one of her songs is about him, but I'm forgetting which one it is.
I'll just look up really quick.
Didn't they date? Or is that just a rumor? That's so funny though. We both had Paint the Town Red. I saw it and I was like, this is definitely.
It's
this.
Obvious. And that was like. I can't find it.
Sound off in the comments if you know.
Yeah, if somebody knows, please. Yeah, please do. Moving on. Who do you want to do? What are we doing next?
Aston?
Yes. So for Fernando, what'd you do?
I did I Love It by Iconopop.
Great song.
It's like, I don't care, I love it. That's like his entire Formula One career.
I did Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Big fan of Flowers, as we
learned last just like multiple letter, like levels. Like,
yeah.
You know,
he can. He's like, I can buy myself flowers. I will make my own career where I will have just like drive for so many teams, have so much success. I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't need you, Ron Dennis, his enemy.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. For Lance, what'd you do?
I did. Have you ever seen the movie The Greatest Showman?
Yes.
There's a song in there called Never Enough. And I did that one.
Oh.
Because he will always, like, think about the commentary around him. He will always be the driver whose dad bought the team and that he's, like, the Nepo driver.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Sort of in that same vein, I went for Daddy Issues by The Neighborhood. Where it's, like.
Great choice.
Great song. And great, it's, great like. Song. In this sense, I mean, Daddy Issues of like every, he's just never going to escape that like daddy's money thing.
Yeah. 100%.
Lance, we love you.
We love you, Lance.
Where do you want to go next?
I feel like we should do V-Carb.
V-Carb? All righty. I will start. I'll kick it off with Yuki. I went for Can't Be Tamed by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God. Incredible choice.
I mean, it's incredible. For those who don't know me, I can get a bit crazy. Yeah, Yuki swearing away. And also that one crazy, like, what was that first race of the season where he dive-bombed to Daniel?
Yeah.
And we love him for it, usually.
We love him. Well, usually. The dive bomb was pretty bad. Yeah. Yuki, I have two. I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling. Because a kind of similar to like Lance, like anywhere else I'd be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, he's just like, he will never be, it seems, valued seriously.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
And then I did Girl Crush, the Harry Styles cover, because of Pierre. So he is a girl crush on Pierre's girlfriend.
Because he wants,
because he wants Pierre.
Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten much Yuki and Pierre content recently.
Yeah.
We're missing out on it. Yuki and Pierre, if you're listening, please give us more content.
Maybe because it's Japan, they'll hang out more.
Yeah. And I feel like
it's like Yuki's home race.
Hung out in like the off seasons and stuff.
Yeah, they do.
On to Daniel.
Daniel, what did you do?
I did Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan.
Ooh.
Because, and this is current situation, not really, but like Something in the Orange tells me we're not done. I feel like to me, that's like him deciding he does actually want to come back after the like losing the McLaren seat.
Or you know what that makes me also think of? Remember there was like the troll of that, like Something in the Orange tells me that we're not done, but everyone was like highlighting text messages of them saying, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That also kind of makes me think of it. I did. I don't really fully understand my choices now. I remember there was a reason. I did Jolene I did the Beyonce Dolly Parton version.
Oh, could that be like Checo saying that about his seat?
Like, yeah, I think it would be for like the Red Bull seat. Like he knows that it's open in 2025 and he doesn't want anyone else to take it. I think that's where I was going for it. But I was singing it in my head because it's a bop. It's incredible. And I got lost.
Yeah. My other choice was Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, just because he loves country and that's a great
song. That's true. That he loves Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. What next team?
Williams.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the point in the constructors where I don't really remember the order, so we're going.
Yeah, we're going. We're just now. We're doing whatever.
I think what did you do for Alex? For Alex, I did Blonde by Maisie Peters because I feel like his most iconic era was when he was blonde, and I think he should go back to it.
Yeah. Oh, he should. I bet his hair, though, was, like, breaking off. Because that was platinum blonde.
Yeah. But it was great.
I did Fast Car by either the Chasey Chapman or the Luke Combs version, and hopefully they will do a collab because they were incredible at the Grammys, because of the line, you have a fast car. I think he just looks around and he's like, you all have fast cars.
It is funny how he's honest about it, though. He has some great quips about being this. One day, Alex, one day Williams won't be the lowest or the slowest. Yeah. For Logan.
I feel like we have the same one.
Really?
I don't know why. I'm pretty confident in it.
I picked All American B Word by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, I did So American by Olivia Rodrigo.
The two songs she has about being American.
Yeah, because that's his whole personality.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so what anyone picked, like, we all identify like with him is just his Americanness.
Yeah. I picked All American B Word because she has the line where she's like, I know my place and this is it, where it's like he needs to like stake his claim, come on. Your place is the next one.
The only reason I did mine is because of the title.
Well, there's
it says he's driving so
on the right side of the road,
funny,
laughs at all my jokes.
I think Alex would laugh at his jokes. I need to listen to the Williams team does a podcast, and I need to catch up on it because I'm behind. Because I think they started talking about conspiracy theories, like we actually landed on the moon and stuff.
Oh, I saw a clip of that on TikTok where Logan was like, yeah, I believe in it. And Alex was like, why? And he was like, well, because I'm always rooting for America.
Oh, my God.
So American.
Do you want to let's do Haas next.
Sweet. Yeah, I struggled with Haas the most.
I think we did too. I did too.
For K-Mag, I did The Best Day by Taylor Swift, just because his daughters are really cute.
His daughters are so cute. And they're always on track.
Yeah.
I did Chasing Pavements by Adele because I literally Googled songs about feeling unwanted. because everyone's like chasing after Nico right now. Mm-hmm. Like Sauber was saying that they really didn't want Valtteri, they wanted Nico, and Audi saying that they want a Nico Carlos reunion. And I'm like, but what about Kevin?
Yeah, what about Kevin?
What about Kevin? So, yeah, that's – I don't know if that song is – I never fully listened to it in that context. So, but, yeah, that's what came up on Google. So
great song.
Don't come for me. And I needed Adele on this list, so.
Yeah. I actually did basically the same thing, except I searched the word – for Nico, I searched the word failure on Spotify. And let me explain here. I don't think Nico is a failure. Okay. I just think having the statistic of most race starts without a podium would probably sting a little bit as a driver.
Yeah.
So that's
Lando's in the same boat right now.
Yes. Yeah. But for Nico, I picked a Taylor Swift double feature, and I picked This Is Me Trying by Taylor Swift.
I love that song.
Which is a great song.
I did her bestie, actually. Kill Him With Kindness. Because you know what? He's been a smiley dude. He has not tried to have fights with anybody. He's killing him with kindness. I do
think fatherhood has mellowed both of them out significantly.
Yeah. 100%. I do love them together, the blondies together.
Yeah, they're a cute couple. all right. Do we just have steak left? No, we have Alpine and steak.
Alpine and steak. Which one do you want to go with?
I'm feeling similar about both of mine, so I'll let you select based on your...
Let's do steak first.
Okie doke. For Joe, I did Prada by Casso. That song's like 22 and I'm Paris babe. Just because he's always wearing like the best outfits and all the designer.
Okay. For the same reason, I did Fresh Out the Runway by Rihanna.
See? Yep.
Because he has excellent taste.
Excellent taste.
His clothing is so good.
Excellent style. His helmets are always gorgeous.
Yeah.
We love him.
Yeah.
What'd you do for Valtteri?
I did Rihanna double feature.
Double feature.
So I did Shut Up and Drive.
Yeah. He's become more talkative in his post-Mercedes era, but he's still definitely on the quiet side.
No, I was relating to his interview clip of being asked about the Christian Horner situation, and he says, "I just want to drive." So, shut up and drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'd agree with that. I did. I Want My Mullet Back by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Great song.
Yeah. All right.
Final ones.
Alpine, our struggling kings.
10th in the constructors and last in this list.
But not last in our hearts.
Well, all right.
It's not our favorites, but you're not last.
They're not our favorites, but yeah.
Esteban.
I kind of hate that I gave Esteban such a good song, but I did Not My Fault by Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion because nothing's ever Esteban's fault.
It's not my fault. Yep.
Such a good song.
On a very, very, very similar vein, gave him Don't Blame Me by Taylor Swift.
It's never Esteban's fault, ever.
No. Nothing's ever his fault.
What did you do for Pierre?
For Pierre, I gave him One Step Forward, Three Steps Back by Olivia Rodrigo. For like several reasons. I think, you know, he was promoted to Red Bull and then demoted. And then he was stuck at AlphaTauri, which for so long were so behind. And I guess arguments could be made now whether or not they're better. I don't think they notably are any better now, but then he makes this move to Alpine, which is supposed to be so much higher up on the grid for him and just for them the next season to be behind his old team. Can't be great.
So kind of on a similar note, I did Kill Bill by SZA because he's got to be pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
he wants to just,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pierre, well, maybe Pierre, they're bringing upgrades this week. So you never know.
Who knows? Watch them be the top. I would lose my mind.
They're just like suddenly like faster than the RB20.
Yeah. They're like, what did you do?
You know, I mean, that would be, what a fun story that would be. And you know, it would be even more fun, the dirty air segment when they find out that they're cheating, because that would be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think at this point I would cheat if I was them. I would just cheat.
I really would love a new motorsport series, Formula Illegal, where it's just like, let's just test all the banned parts. Like, let's just really see what happens. Let's see how fast a car can go.
And everyone gets a banned part, you know?
I think the concept should be you do whatever you want. Like, you make no restrictions the fastest car you possibly can.
No cost cap. That would be incredible.
Wouldn't that be fun? I do have some extra ones I'd love to share with you if you're willing to listen. So actually the one that I was listening to this song and it made me think of this former driver, which is what then predicated this whole episode idea, was You're Gonna Go Far by Noah Kahan. Can you guess?
Former driver?
Yeah.
Is it Nico?
No, Seb.
Oh. And dude, did you see all the reports of Seb being like, we need transparency from the Red Bull report? I was like, yeah. Thank you.
Well, so, yeah, it's the
voice of reason.
That song, it's like, we ain't angry at you, love. You're the greatest thing we've lost.
Oh, I miss Seb so much.
Speaking of my sweet king, Nico Rosberg, though, for him, I picked Her by Megan Thee Stallion.
How does that song go again?
Her. She.
Why?
Just because I feel like that's like what plays through his head when he like walks anywhere.
Just her.
He just has the strut. I'm her.
Love it.
And then the last one I have to share with you is We Can't Be Friends, Ariana Grande.
Ooh, who did you do this for?
Do you want to guess? It's actually two people.
We Can't Be Friends. My immediate reaction was Kevin and Nico because they had that fight, but obviously they're friends because they're teammates. We Can't Be Friends. We Can't Be Friends. I don't know. Is this gonna make me sad? Is it Nico and Lewis? Mm-hmm. Made me sad.
Every like once in a while, just to like hurt my own feelings almost, I like go back and read all the articles where Nico's like, yeah, well, we don't really talk much, but like we live in the same apartment building in Monaco, and like every Christmas my kids get like giant presents from him, and it makes me so sad.
Stop. Oh my god.
Throwback to our Mercedes episode, if you're not familiar. We do have an episode up about it.
Great, great episode, by the way.
On that note, would you like to make your podium predictions for Japan this weekend?
No. I'm going to do Max. Checo, Lewis.
Mercedes podium.
Yeah, hopefully.
I feel like it might rain in Suzuka. So I'm going to go for a little bit of fun for my prediction. And I'm going to say Charles, Checo, Carlos.
You're giving yourself another double Ferrari podium.
Yeah. Every race, baby. Every race.
Get out.
So we will see which one of us is closer. But just for our East Coast friends, start prepping now for this race weekend, because quali for us is Saturday at 2 a.m. and the race is Sunday at 1 a.m.
I can't do both.
I tried to only do one last race, and then Carlos won and I missed it. Well, I didn't miss it, but you know what I mean. I missed it.
Yeah.
So everyone start making your arrangements now. Grab your snacks. Adjust your sleep schedules. Yeah,
have a good snack.
Yeah. It'll be fun though, hopefully.
It'll be good. Japan's always fun.
Yeah, Suzuka's a great track.
Yuki home race.
What's not to love, you know?
Yeah.
So we will talk to you post-race weekend, but we hope you enjoy it. We hope you get some sleep if you're like us and you're going to have to be waking up at all hours to watch.
Yep.
Love you so much. Have a great week. Love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.